A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen, between, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name, as always, is Sakisa, and this week I'm joined by our fluffy boys, the tag team champions of the podcast, Danny and Ibs.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is our first episode of back. A lot of things have changed.
Welcome back.
We're back, baby. I've also had some news this morning, which I'm going to share with the fluffy boys.
Is this sick? How good is it?
Go on. Yes! Sakisa has been nominated for the best show of the Fringe,
yeah!
Baby!
Come on.
I got nominated for the Ish Awards.
Come on.
But I was on the long list, and then it got announced today that I was on a short list.
Serving justice, only
POC on that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Get in, girl.
Well done. Congrats.
Thank you.
When is the awards?
Friday night at 12:30.
Oh, is that the one that Bobby Davro was on last year?
Monty. the less we say about
Monty.
I'm not saying anything. Just look at Ibs' face. Just look at his face. Go. This is a video.
I actually met Bobby Davro the other day.
Let's not talk about it.
I'm trying to get myself cancelled, okay?
He's doing that himself.
He does.
He does
like whiskey.
A lot has happened since we have been off the podcast in the wrestling world. I'm going to first talk about the acquirement of AAA.
Yeah, boy.
How do you feel about that? Plus, negative?
I think it's a plus. I mean, it's the only thing for me is like, is it going to be similar to the whole TNA thing where we just get a lot of WWE wrestlers winning all the titles and shit? You know,
because currently
they're just everywhere now. Do you know what I mean?
Currently, the tag team champion is
them boys.
Them boys from SmackDown.
Gaza and
with the little on the chest.
Alberto.
Yeah. And obviously Dominic's been turning up.
Listen, the fact he didn't win at Triple Mania is actually a crime. Fuck you, AJ Styles. Fuck you.
Wow.
Fuck you, man. I wanted Dom to be double belt Dom. Double belt Dirty Dom. I wanted it so bad. And he genuinely...
But he's still got one more opportunity.
Yeah, he'll get it. I reckon, like, I don't know. Even, like, let's give him, like, a mania. I want him to win everything.
I think it's good to showcase the wrestlers who are not getting seen, like, in WWE, in that, so they can get their shine and get their reps up on big TV. So hopefully... it could be seen as like a place for them to do that, but also it should be also a pipeline for these wrestlers who are absolutely entertaining, like your Mr. Iguanas and so forth.
Oh, I love Iguana.
To be seen by us, like make it easy, like, because I think the best thing about it is we get to watch AAA on YouTube here in the UK, and it's very like, so it's like, it's just making wrestling more accessible. Hopefully they do it in a way where wrestlers are being, it's going both ways. If it goes both ways, then we're cool. Because the TNA thing, it looks like obviously the NXT thing, cool. But it would have been nice if you got like some big time done to it from like Raw or SmackDown to pull up in TNA and be like, yo.
How do you feel about the fact that TNA, or the two NXT people are TNA champions? How do we feel about that? I think it's crazy.
Mixed. I think it's mental. I mean... To have one.
I can probably just get about
Trick Williams when he won, it was like, wow, that's quite mad. But now it's just, I thought he was just going to have it for like a short run just to be like, we can do it if we want. And now it does just seem like it's WWE wrestlers going, we are the best company. Because they're sort of going into others going, yeah, we can win your titles like nothing. I don't want that to be the case. I want to see a TNA superstar win like the US title or something like that. You know, I want to see it both ways. I don't mind it as long as it's both ways. But I just don't know if that's going to happen. The only person I can imagine it happening is Joe Hendry, probably.
Or Moose.
But will they do that? I don't know. It's a hard one.
Why I think maybe it's like more WWE are taking more advantages is because the matches that we probably wanted, like your Jordynne Grace at Slammiversary when she could have been NXT champion, that could have been something that was worth doing. The fact that AJ just pulled up, he wasn't really having a match. That's like, it seems like it's given when Drake finds a new artist, takes all this stuff, and it's like, right, bye, you do your thing there, and then goes forth and just takes all the flow in that. Sorry, Drake, I put you on blast like that. But that's what it feels like for like WWE's and Drake of wrestling.
Well, speaking of NXT, we did have a new woman turn up, Blake Monroe.
I love Blake Monroe.
Yeah.
She's good.
British person as well. Yeah, British.
Came from the AEW, changed her name.
What was she called in AEW?
Mariah Sutton.
Kerry.
Mariah May.
Mariah May.
I think I prefer that name. Mariah May.
Mm. Well, you have to
Blake. Blake's a cool name as well.
Yeah. And also, speaking about TNA, they did announce that how it's going to be the last ever Hardy Boys versus Dudley match.
Yeah. And listen, I'm here for it. I mean, will it be a sad match? Do you know what I mean? Will it be one of them where we go, no, I should have left it? But I mean, I'm here for the ride. Let's get Hardy going through. We get to hear Devon get the tables. We get, you know, there'll be some spots that'll be like, you know,
mental.
It's not going to be a Saudi with Shawn Michaels sort of energy.
No.
Yeah, I think because those guys are seasoned wrestlers.
And like the Hardys are still fighting.
Yeah.
Like regularly. So it should be okay.
But well, let's go back a little because obviously we just had SummerSlam. Yes. My question for you is, did it need to be two nights?
Maybe not. But I think they did do well with it, considering with it being...
There's a lot of wrestlers now, isn't it? Yeah. There's a lot of wrestlers.
And that's what obviously it was saying a minute ago about giving some wrestlers like a chance to like shine, right? Mm. So like with...
like even Karrion Kross was on it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, rest in peace, Karrion Kross. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think it was worth having two nights. Logan Paul, so I was happy.
Well, yeah. I was not happy about that match.
But I feel like there's a lot of matches you could have been like this because the SmackDown. I think the SmackDown before SummerSlam was meh. And like considering you know everyone's gonna be watching that, like most people are gonna watch it and go home SmackDown. Couldn't we have some of those matches there to make it a one night? Yeah. But hey, listen, WWE about making peas right now, so that's the game, really.
Well, we did have into SummerSlam the heel turn of John Cena, which
you mean the babyface turn?
Yeah, the reverse turn.
Oh yeah, sorry, my bad. Yeah. Well, it was like let's talk about the heel turn number one.
Okay.
Out of 10, what would you rate the heel turn?
About 2. No, the actual moment,
I would say, was a 10.
We watched that together, remember? Yeah. I was screaming at the TV, Jonathan!
Yeah, mate.
Jonathan!
Your government day, government day.
Me and Ibs made a bunch of comics watch it. At my missus.
At my house.
At his house. We made he made mac and cheese. That
you
moment.
Was
that
about? I
did
invite
you.
I
know,
I
wasn't about. Yeah, remember, exactly, you did ask me. I wasn't about.
Literally, they were all going,
where's your tribal cheese?
Yeah. They were all sort of watching it and going, and as soon as we saw the hug and we both went, me and him were stood up at the TV and everyone sitting down going, what? And then we were losing our shit and they were all like, we have no idea what's happening right now. We were like,
my housemate the next day was fuming because he was like, the noise you lot were making at 4 in the morning was out of order. I was like, brother, I'm showing you this video now. And he watched the video, he's like, oh shit, John Cena's like bad guy. And I was
understand why.
Out of order, I was making noise at 4 a.m. You know what's out of order? John Cena turned him, he was out of order, man.
Yeah.
So I like the heel turn.
The start was 10, and then what would you rate that overall?
I was very much in the, I'm in seeing what it is, and then when it turns back, we'll talk about it afterwards. Mm. And I wasn't that mad about the heel run because, like, some of the stuff he said at the start made sense. But, like... And also, like, him linking up with Logan Paul, that makes sense. Like, he wants to ruin wrestling. I think I think they should have kept with it. Me personally, yeah. And the way it changed back to him, like, listen, guys, my bad.
The switch was so like.
Yeah, you know how it is.
You know, it's like, you know, when you go on a night out and you got well drunk and you said some mad shit to your mates, and the next morning you go, hey, boys, I'm too I drunk too much. Yeah. Like, that's basically what he's done.
Hey, guys, you know how it is.
Yeah. He was like, I was tapping, man. I'm so
when
sorry.
I want the whiskey.
You know what it was? John Cena's hill turn.
I'm not going to lie to you, I hear this a lot from Ibs and Daddy.
John Cena's hill turn was Ibs when he has Ryan Neff. That's what it was. Look at that kid there. Fuck you.
But it was so uneventful, especially like there was no Rock anymore involvement.
Travis Scott. Thankfully, can fuck off.
And it just, the turn just was like, hey.
It was stupid. But we know, listen, it was stupid.
Can I ask you a question about it? Do you reckon it would have gone better if he did change his entrance, change his gear? Because I know he said, like, I'm not going to do any of that because that's what you want.
He did change his entrance.
Well, no, he just had John Cena.
He just walked out with his own.
But what I'm saying is, like, if he did, you know, your standard WWE heel turn where he started wearing, like, a fucking hoodie or something and didn't care but had, like, a different music, and do you think that would have helped?
I think it would have helped.
I think if he had, like, a string quartet, do something like that, something stupid, like
a you know how really like Shinsuke down. when he got healed, he changed. Even though it was the same song, the music was changed.
Yeah, because didn't I send you someone made a John Cena heel theme, and I think I sent it in the group chat like ages ago. Yeah. It was proper, like it almost had Tribal Chief energy. Yeah. It was like,
oh yeah, I remember actually,
and I was like, that would be insane. If he would just come down like plain black top as well, no fucking merch, then I reckon it would have been taken seriously. Even if he was like cheating his way out of every match, it would have been like unstoppable.
But he obviously lost at SummerSlam. We have got a new champion back in Cody Rhodes, which, to be honest, when he won afterwards, the SmackDown afterwards, there was no celebration. It was just like he went into this tag team match. And then he's now got out from Drew McIntyre, who I'm assuming is going to be his opponent.
I really hope McIntyre fucks him, man. I'm so bored of Cody. Like I've said it before.
Oh, finally.
What do you mean finally? I was the one who said it fucking ages ago. I was bored of Cody Rhodes ages ago.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
Do you not think I did?
Okay.
For those listeners who've been listening to the podcast,
how much sleep have you had? Are you okay? How much brain have you had today, bro? Don't hear me right now, man.
For the listeners of the podcast, we'll know something's up with you.
I don't know what I've done. Oh, you know what? Okay. Was it a roast yesterday? You still annoyed about that?
We did a roast part yesterday, and I won. No.
Okay, fine.
I'm not annoyed about it.
I have always said I was bored of Cody Rhodes, though. I've said that quite a lot, quite vocally.
I'll tell you who I'm also bored of, especially after SummerSlam. Tiffany.
I'm over it.
She's got no one really to face her.
There's a real problem in the SmackDown's women's division.
Especially now they got
Charlotte Flair
in a tag team.
I think that's best. I'll tell you how I feel about Alexa Bliss. You might know about
how I feel about Alexa Bliss. But I feel that's absolutely best for the women's championship to be away from Charlotte Flair. But there is nothing for Tiffany at this moment in time, which makes her a bit stale.
Yeah, I agree.
But who do you think? While you were talking, I was like, who can take the ball?
Because they're going back to Nia and they're going back to Jade.
Listen, I don't need to see Nia with a belt for now. Nia's probably
her run was alright.
I think low key she's like one of the most improved wrestlers. But sometimes it takes a long time for man them to click. Remember, sometimes man them are not funny until they are funny. You're like, wow.
Four kids and they start slagging them off. And you go, oh, wow, you're funny, man.
Really?
Turns out you needed 35 years in the game to be funny. Fair play. And sometimes you're Bobby Davro.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say it either. Yeah, if you're listening to the audio, that was our guest.
There's nothing on the women's side, SmackDown-wise, that is going to be... Even if the tag team belts, to be honest with you. But the thing with the tag team belts is that they can go in any promotion.
Yeah.
That's the plus side.
I'm still thinking.
They're still thinking. Genuinely. There's no one. Yeah. There's no one.
Genuinely.
There's no one. But obviously, if we're talking about women's division, we did hear this week that Naomi is pregnant.
Yeah.
Which...
Baby Uso.
Yeah. Which, congratulations, yes. Big Jim. You big obviously...
Big Jim with the big loadie.
Big loadie. Netflix and chill, as she said, on Raw. But congratulations. But what bad timing.
Yeah, I'm happy you said it. Yeah.
So bad timing.
I'm happy you said it.
Can yeah. we also say as well, this is the second time Naomi has got the title, had a custom title.
The custom title looks banging as well.
It looks so good. But do you remember the glow one that she had?
Yeah.
It was glowing. Yeah. And then she was like, I've got to relinquish that. And like, how fucking sad. Her luck is mad. But even, because I haven't watched Raw yet, but I've seen the clip of her like, I'm not giving this to you.
Yeah.
I'm not eat shit or whatever it is and get him kicked out. I was like, mad.
Because I don't know if you saw how they announced it. They did an extra bit of the Stephanie podcast and they showed that bit where her and Jimmy are announcing it on the podcast.
I was like, Stephanie, man. They showed Jimmy.
We be fucking.
Well, that's better, right? Yeah. We be fucking.
But apparently they have been trying for a while. No. But I do. The thing is with obviously the women's division is if they want to have kids, they want to have Brendan, there's never going to be a good time.
Yeah,
I think especially now for Naomi, it was just such bad luck because everyone was so on board with this. Like everyone, people were cosplaying.
Listen, I think it's the most people have been on board with Naomi.
You know what?
Even with the little catchphrase.
Yeah. I just hope. When she comes back...
Oh, mate, it's going to pop off. It will pop off.
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, yeah. She just comes back with the... Like, we come with the same energy. We ain't over it. Yeah, and she's like...
Because I already said that's me at Halloween. That's my outfit at Halloween.
Yeah. Ah, that'd be sick. Wait, so where does 9 months take us from now?
Past WrestleMania.
But bro,
past
like, WrestleMania. 9 months, you got to be like...
So are we
looking after the baby as well. You can't come
I know, but I'm just getting a rough time scale.
Well, actually, what's her face did it?
Becky.
USC.
Ronda.
Ronda. Ronda did it quite quickly. She did it in like, what, 3-4 months?
After baby?
Yeah, so but then we should come back with that.
Well, we're in August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June.
We're saying maybe SummerSlam next year.
July.
August.
To be fair.
No, maybe SummerSlam.
SummerSlam would be the big.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
I could see that.
Where she turns up at the end of someone match and it's like...
Oh, I can picture it, yeah, because it's going to be in the Minnesota Dome. I don't know why I remembered that. So you can see, imagine it's got this massive glass, these massive glass things in the stadium. Imagine like these big banners coming down, like proceed with caution. I've booked it already, WWE.
Now that the title is big.
You're welcome. That was for free.
Yeah,
that was for imagine
free.
What it's do if you paid him.
Yeah.
Now the title's now been relinquished because obviously Stephanie Vaquer was meant to face her at Paris.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do now with the title? Because obviously we've got Rhea, we've got Io.
How long is it? 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks now. We've got Rhea, we've got Io, we've got Stephanie.
Some sort of tournament. Yeah, some sort
ladder
of
match.
Who'd you put in that?
Rhea. Stephanie.
Io. Io's got beef with Asuka.
Have they not got a ladder match recently? Let me think about that.
Oh, no, they did.
Not a ladder one.
I didn't. We'd have.
Bailey.
Bailey,
you know what?
Bailey's going on some weird.
I wouldn't be mad if you gave it to Bailey.
And also, let's be honest. I think this is. I like Bailey a lot. I think this is the best Bailey.
Yeah,
I think we believe Bailey the more than I've ever believed Bailey.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I think because obviously she came from like the wrestling fan, and then she had Ding Dong, which was like it was goofy, but it was like this Bailey is just like a certified badass. Yeah. Like, and I really do want to like commend Bailey's work in the last like year or so.
She's smashing it.
And I think now more than ever, if you gave her a belt, heel or face, she's got the tweener energy now. It's like, I know the fans got my back no matter what. So I could do what I want. And that should be maybe the thing that she leads into it. Like, listen, I know you guys got me. And if they turn on her, then that's still a way to do that. Still another way to be like the Lulu Bailey or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I think, actually, I would like Bailey to have the title.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If we move Bayley to SmackDown, Bayley should be champion. Beat
Tiffany. I can see that. Yeah.
And that makes more sense because like Bayley, she's like, I've been being pigeonholed in at Raw. Da, 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 let me come and beat the best title. You ain't better than
me. Well, they moved. They moved. Yeah. Haven't they? So it'd be the same.
I think. Yeah.
They can do it.
Bayley. Finally, we've got there in the end. Bayley for Bayley both belts. Beats. I don't know.
Oh, both belt Bayley.
Both belt Bayley.
Fuck it. Give them all to her and then we'll wait for Naomi's comeback. Wrestle Club
Podcast. Yeah. Since we're talking about belts, the fact that how Sami Zayn, which we'll get onto Karrion Kross in a bit, but Sami Zayn has been like, I want to be champion. I want to be world champion.
Yeah.
That's my goal. That's my aim. And then suddenly my man turns up on SmackDown and is now going after the US Championship.
Okay, well, originally when it was just in Montreal, I was like, yeah, fair enough. Like, it's in Montreal. Sami should show up in Montreal. But, like, for me, I think the window's gone. Sadly. I think
can you not see him winning the Rumble?
No.
The window's gone. I think the momentum, like, leading up to when it should have been him to beat Roman. Even though, like, we're happy that Cody finished
with the
story,
whole but like, the bloodline story, it kind of made sense, actually, to be fair.
Like, and also, it could have been like
well, like three Helluva kicks.
You know,
as well,
I was very much on Cody heel turn.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows. And it could have made sense with Sami finally winning the belt. Mm. Yeah. Cody being like, that was meant to be my story. Yeah. Like, and he finishes the story that way. And, like, it's still emotional for him. He gets to watch and everything. Yeah. But he's still like, yeah, I did this despite you, man. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
You, man, hated me before, so on and so forth. Yeah. Oh.
Unless we get Sami beating Cody, and then that's the Cody heel turn. But I just can't.
But either way, the window's gone. I think the window's gone.
I'm hoping if we're going back into Sami, then it's going to be Rumble.
Yeah, okay. That's the only way you can win it.
Number one as well.
Yeah.
Let's get one of them underdog.
Oh, no,
title
just number one. No.
All right, number
four. Why are you not happy with them?
No, because you don't need to. I've seen it how many times now?
Who's done it recently?
Penta was like number two.
Wait, did he?
And he went all the way towards the end.
So you want? Okay, if we're talking Sami's number, what's Sami's number? For you to be like, okay, that's a good Rumble win.
15.
Mm.
Halfway through.
Okay.
But then. Who's the last one to do it from one that everyone was like, that was mad? Because for me, it's like Rey Mysterio was
wasn't it?
It was a woman. That's right, it's a woman.
We'll come back to it.
Speaking about Sami, obviously he was recently in a feud with Karrion Kross, and obviously all that stuff has now come out that his contract wasn't renewed.
Oh,
his contract was given lastminute.com. And all this.
Yeah, I was listening to him on the Ariel Harari's podcast. And I haven't listened to it all, but him explaining how the contract come about seemed like so legit. And he's like, this is generally not a work. Like, they offered me some money. I wanted to ask them how they got to that figure. So I'm guessing he was asking for a bit more. And then it was mad because they said, was Scarlett a part of your contract? He went, nah. They wanted to sign me and then sign her after, but they wanted an answer within 24 hours. So there's also a bit of that going, you know what I mean? Oh, I could sign, and then they go, yeah, we're not signing her now.
Yeah.
So I think he probably wanted them both in the same
contract.
Yeah, you'd imagine so, because it makes sense.
Yeah, the husband and wife.
We love them both, do you know what I mean? It's such a good...
The entrance itself, come on now.
Even when he was doing the interview up in the crowd, everyone was cheering. He was like, can you hear that? And he just turns around and just necks her. It was so good. And everyone's like, yeah!
Even his tweets when he's like, oh, you might be like sleeping alone, but I'm sleeping with this one next to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm not a loss, but I win every day.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, will it be another R-Truth sit show when he comes back because everyone cheers for him every single show? I don't know. Because again, I don't think he's going to come back unless he gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Quoting Batista, give me what I want.
Because he obviously has stated quite publicly he didn't want to leave. He wants to be in WWE.
Yeah, I just think he wants, because I'm thinking, you know, he's the most sold merch as well. All that stuff. He wants to be like, well, fucking, I'm bringing you a lot of money, a lot of attention.
And you've done it with, and he's seen it with Jay. He's seen it with other wrestlers where they've given him the push.
Yeah,
he's like, what do I have to do to get the
and he's
push?
A good wrestler.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I enjoy watching him.
Yeah,
wrestle is good.
It feels like And a lot of us, like, I think a lot of people, like, relate to him because it's one of those very things where it's like, what do I need to do in order for you lot to see my talent and what I need to do? Like, I'm doing everything you can, but the people who are in charge are like...
He's even weirdly got that kind of Cody Rhodes, like... energy in regards of when he was Cody Rhodes, obviously at Stardust, and did that to appease WWE. Karrion Kross did the whole fucking bald headed mask shit that he was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
but
what do I have to do?
He's already tried to appease WWE and appease like what they want him to do. He's finally started to get a bit more creative control. Contract expired and it's a shame.
It's a goddamn shame.
Also, when we're talking about John Cena and SummerSlam earlier. Mm. Is there a reason we didn't mention a certain Mr. Brock Lesnar?
No, we're going to get onto that.
We are going to get onto that.
Because
I haven't spoken to you about that at all yet.
No, because I want to talk about Seth Rollins.
Oh, okay.
The Gunther CM Punk match happened at SummerSlam night one. I think it was a decent match.
Yeah, it was all right.
Obviously, at the end.
Was you shocked when CM Punk picked up Gunther?
No, I wasn't shocked.
I fucking was. I was like, my man's gonna. When he did it, he picked up, and I was like, all right, mate, you're gonna crumble. Phil Brooks. He's from CM Punk to Phil Brooks in 2 seconds. I was like, he's gonna crumble. His leg's gone.
Yeah, I wasn't shocked at all. But
Seth Rollins.
Cash in.
No, obviously, Seth Rollins. No, CM Punk won.
Yeah.
Had the championship for about 3 minutes.
He had it less than Drew McIntyre.
Did he have it less than Drew McIntyre?
Jokes. So
really?
Yeah.
Which
Drew had a massive celebration, didn't he? Then he ran back and went on the announcer. Yeah.
Also, can I just say, if he was in the ring and you heard the music and you know it's a potentially a cash in,
are you not getting the fuck out of it?
Mate, honestly.
Are you not running?
Mate, 100%, if I've just won it and I hear that, as soon as he throws them crutches down, I'm like, through the audience, but fuck up. Or you could have jumped over.
He can do that. He can do that. He's done it. He's done it.
Jump over, do that. Wow, fuck you.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been so funny. What, him just legging it from Seth Rollins. He's like, and Seth Rollins going, you're scared of me? He's like, nah, bruv, I was knackered. I was knackered, mate. I'm leaving. That would have been so good. Oh, I loved that. I love the cash in.
Yeah.
Because again, I do like CM Punk. I'm enjoying his match, but like, there is a part of me that, like, when he first come back, we had all those promos, and Rollins was like, you're vile, you're a leech, you've come here, you're toxic. And I'm there going, I remember we were saying, when it was like, he's got a point, man. Like, he does have a point. And then when he screwed over Drew McIntyre and fuming, it is that whole like, yeah, karma's a bitch. Karma's a bitch. Rollins, man. And also that was, I think we called it, one of someone, it got mentioned, actually it was me and Farhan actually discussed it at Big Belly Comedy Club. We were like, we both said, oh, this definitely work. We reckon Punk's going to win. And we called it there. And after it happened, Farhan messaged me and just went, we were spot on, bro. Well, we were, man. But it was a lovely, like, throw it down, turn around, was like, oh, shit. Another heist of the summer. Spins about round, which they made it to the, obviously it cut off, but on YouTube, you see Seth.
That was awesome. Yeah,
yeah, I love it when he does that.
A big old comeback from it.
Oh, so good.
But did you think he was gonna cash in? Do you think it would, like, because I was worked.
I'm not gonna lie, I was completely worked.
It was a great work.
Completely worked, and I feel no shame feeling that. Well done, Seth. But you know how I feel. We had a chat yesterday with a few guys after the comedy gig that me and Danny did, and
we
some of us came up with the conclusion that when Seth is the man, WWE's not at his best.
Okay.
But I did make a controversial comment that pissed him all off.
Oh, go ahead, tell them your nonsense.
I said, because they're asking on Mount Rushmore and stuff or whatever, and I put Shawn Michaels on there, but I did say, I know you feel about it, and it's you might be angry. I said, I reckon Seth Rollins is potentially, like, this generation's, like, Shawn Michaels. As in, kids watching it now will watch Seth Rollins and potentially see him like I saw Shawn Michaels when I was a kid. When we're talking about the entrances, the grand stuff, and both great wrestlers. Do you know what I mean?
Do you mean over Roman Reigns?
No, no, because no, what you're comparing Roman Reigns to Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels has never been a big.
You're talking about the growth, like.
No, I'm talking about him as a wrestler, not, the way he looks, the way he presents himself, the way he is in the ring. All of that, the mic.
Seth Rollins is queer Macho Man Randy Savage. I feel like that's what the gimmick is. And it's a sick gimmick. It's a quality.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love to see what my man's wearing every single week.
And some of the best dressed, he's the category of that's nice.
Yeah.
And also,
you're kind of working this. That's all right.
And I will say the curb stomp is such a sick
Right. And then obviously
fuck the years of him doing a pedigree. Or the ripcord knee or whatever.
I feel he's phenomenal. Yeah, he's good. But they always give him the title. He's always the man during a low period for WWE.
Yeah.
He's never the man when he should be the man.
Mm.
Like the way Roman Reigns was the man. Drew McIntyre was the man. The way that John Cena was the man. If anyone, Seth Rollins is got Triple H energy.
Because
Triple H during the Attitude Era, or towards the end of it, he was the man when all the other guys were either injured or were not about. Like, he was the guy. So I think Seth is on a straight work rate sort of thing, where he's pushed himself to the top and made himself undeniable. Whereas Shawn Michaels was a charisma guy, and you were drawn onto him straight away. And that's why, as well as him being the charisma guy, he also has the moments. And I don't think it feels like with me and Seth, I don't know in it.
I don't think you can say Seth doesn't have charisma.
I'm not really saying that. I'm just saying he's not Shawn Michaels.
You know what's mad is the way you've explained it though. It sounds like Roman Reigns is like the Triple H and Seth.
Triple H and Seth Rollins are more like each other, and I think
who's Roman like?
Who's Roman?
Shawn Michaels.
Roman is Stone Cold. Roman is our Stone Cold.
No,
I don't think we could just compare.
No, but I was just saying, kids watching it now.
But you just start, Roman are Stone Cold. When you hear that music, you're like, shit.
In regards to, obviously, the Vision, that's now the group. It's now being called The Vision. How do we feel like there needs to be another member? Also, what they're trying to do is trying to plug Braun.
Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. They're
Braun is the second in command. Because even when Seth was away, he was like, I'm the man. This is my ring. I was like, what about the guy next to you, dude? What about him?
And also, let's not sleep on Bronson Reed, the Shula file.
I'm
going to steal your shoes.
He's a legend. What's his name? Paul Heyman's like, this man is going to be the future. He's the best. Yeah. He's this. He's that. It's Braun. And this brother has teeth trainers. He's teeth trainers, and he's big as well.
And also, he tsunami Seth once fucking loads. Yeah. He literally crippled our guy. Yeah, he's not the guy in this group, though, is he?
But it's funny, I think it's quite disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Can you see your athlete Bronson Reed and be like, yo, brother, give me something else?
But also, Bronson Reed doesn't really have in the time of his life.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares too much. He's I'm having a great time with this. Seth Rollins, Bron Breakker, who has to run around and spear everyone. Heyman's kicking off. I'm just nicking Roman Reigns' shoes. And I just get to slam him. He's having a great time, man. I like seeing him.
I don't think he could get another pair. Because I don't think he'd be able to
three
of those big Jordans on your neck. I don't know, man.
The Shula file. I want to get that
t-shirt. This is all secretly a plug from Nike. Nike and Jordan have given TK some money, and they're like, we need to plug some trainers.
Bronson's like, hashtag.
And then Paul Heyman's gone, I've got an idea. Bronson, what are you saying?
In terms of, if you're talking about groups, obviously the tag team division at the moment on both ends.
It's quite packed.
On SmackDown, it's packed.
Yeah.
On Raw, it's not.
Nah, it's Judgment Day. It's living their life.
Even though there's American.
No, we always mess their name up.
American Made.
Yeah, American Maid. Yeah. American Maid's exactly. there. Yeah. Who's just chasing this like fake Mexican dude?
Yeah.
You've got four Ogrando Americanos. American
yeah.
Whoever. I'd love to see that.
We've got the LWO who just.
They're just there.
They're just there.
They're good though.
Yeah, do you know what?
I like
them. Can we give them an actual storyline?
Yeah.
Just give them something.
Like, why is the only storyline is like them beefing other Hispanic wrestlers?
Yeah, I was about to say, as soon as they see someone with a mask or like someone speaking Spanish, I'm like, get it! it's like, chill out, man.
But on Raw, there is like no other. It feels like for the last couple of years, the tag team division has been like.
From top of my head.
You know what I'm saying? Has been like pushed to the side. Mm. Well, I remember growing up in like the late 90s, early noughties, where tag team divisions were the thing. This is why I respect AEW so much. Because they're very much like, our tag team division needs to be respected.
Mm. SmackDown are doing it right, though, I think. No, they've got a lot of talent.
I mean,
the fucking, the ladder match was
The ladder match was six. I'll give you the
That was one I could not stop watching.
The ladder match was six. Non-stop. I feel like one particular group shouldn't have been in there.
What one?
Andrade.
Yeah, this
slap together tag team.
This is my whole point.
Oh, we said this before, isn't it? It's like, wait, you got Ray Phoenix. You go, oh, your brother's Andrade. Like, why are you doing that?
You know, it's very simple.
You're going to put Ray in the tag team.
Put it with your dad, brother.
Yeah, man.
What it is they don't do storylines. That's what it is.
AEW.
No, as in tag team.
Oh,
there's no tag team storyline. Like, right now, SmackDown storyline is. The Wyatts are crazy.
Yeah.
And they all have to combine together. Finally, you've got something, but it's like, do we all have to be involved?
Yeah.
That's just a normal, we're chasing for the title sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
Because when I was growing up, even tag teams separately had their own storylines. Yeah. Like we talked about the Dudley.
They had their own little clubhouse.
The Dudleys and the Hardys, even though they weren't had the champions, they had their own storylines.
New Day always had a little bit of a storyline and stuff.
Also, why is Grayson Waller with them?
So weird.
Do you know what? Yeah, I like Grayson. I actually do.
Yeah,
like he's got entertaining. He's got something about him. Like I think they're doing him dirty. Maybe if he went back to either, and he should, like if anyone, you know, we're talking about this TNA like partnership. Why is Grayson Waller doing this? Why can't he be putting up in TNA and then taking the title from there and be like, I'm the TNA champion on thing? Why is he not doing that? Instead of like it being Trick Williams, because Trick Williams, he don't need nothing. He just needs to come up and do this thing up here. Like he's done his NXT, he's done his little work experience thing. Yeah. It's time for him to be doing the real job thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But,
it's almost like they didn't have space.
The New Day, like we said, is a goddamn shame. Like what we're doing.
You know, as soon as Kofi cut this bit of his mustache off and he's just got the beard, he looks so weird. Man.
Yeah, we
can't put you on TV that much.
I don't know if you were here when we talked about that Xavier's hat.
Oh my god! Yeah, no, brilliant. I weren't here.
Yeah, great. Just stole that from Seth.
Yeah.
Love
it. He's such a bastard. I love it. And also, it's just him like, get the shot of my abs. I'm ripped, man.
Okay, I got one more. Query, maybe two more queries before we go into the big old. Should Dominic Mysterio?
Yep. Whatever it is, unless you say leave, no. But
yeah, I was going to leave the Judgment Day.
Yeah, do what you want, man. I think he beats Cody Rhodes. Oh. I think he beats Seth Rollins. I think he beats everyone. I think he has all the tag titles by himself. I think, you know, he becomes the next Triple H. Takes his suit off him. He takes a Shula Fala as well. I think just give Dom everything. Give him the women's title as well. Fuck it. I reckon you just give him a pay rise and all the nugs, all the tendies. I love him. Soz.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't think.
We spoke about this as well. Is it on the pod already? Yeah, but it's obviously in a future episode.
Okay, fine. We won't talk about it.
We did come up a little because we were talking about the Intercontinental title. Spoilers for an episode. But we obviously spoke about Dominic Mysterio quite a lot. What's your theory? Because we've already told Sido's on the pod that they're going to hear. What do you think?
I think I was really looking forward to the Finn Dom breakdown.
Yeah, because that fizzled, didn't it?
Yeah, that kind of fizzled out. And
you're so mad because he literally mugged him off.
Yeah.
Mugged him off and won it. And then Balor next week going, world on
that. Yeah, exactly. He just completely forgot about it. So he just kept mugging me off. But I feel like Dominic himself has become his own entity, but he does need backup.
Yeah,
he does need like.
I think he needs like. I think if he's leaving Judgment Day, he needs to leave to join another faction.
Yeah.
To have another group of people that he can, like, do you know, actually would be pretty lit if he took over the LWO and he was the main leader of the LWO.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it make that, like, if I need him to move to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because it makes more sense. Even though they had beef from day, there's a way, surely, like, it's WWE. They
well,
can
we've
find
got
a way
to go. Americano as well, him, them two.
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's Ludwig
Kaiser.
Is it Kaiser?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
Everyone was actually going, Ludwig Kaiser.
Yeah.
At Triple A. It was so
like,
funny.
I was like, when did he learn Spanish?
Mate, as soon as he came onto the screen, the first time Chad was off and we saw him and he did this, I was like, that's local. That's his chest. Like, you know, he's got such a weird like sort of body shape. You're like, that's literally Ludwig Kaiser.
Do you think it's a shame that they've moved him into that role?
And for him, maybe, yeah. But I mean, I reckon he's just enjoying it. Again, it's like,
well,
and then also I think the other two El Grande Americanas that are coming up. One of them apparently is Pete Dunne, because it's the rumor is it's everyone who fought El Grande Americano when he first came in. So Ludwig Kaiser fought El Grande Americano. So did Pete Dunne, and I can't remember the third. But it's like one. There's just a short one, and everyone was like, "That's Pete Dunne, mate."
Okay, I've got two more things to talk about before I talk about thingy.
Okay.
Okay. We've had two people return from AEW: Rusev and Aleister Black, who the latter I absolutely love. I'm a massive fan of Aleister Black. I saw him live when he was at NXT at Download.
Nice.
Like, it's great. Like, I love Aleister Black.
Yeah.
Do you think...
One of the best finishers as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
when he like lifts him up off the floor. Oh, cold. Cold. You're murdering
me. Do you
me.
Think... Because from what I've seen so far, I don't know if they're going to be utilised within WWE.
I think I could watch Rusev fight Sheamus all day, every day. I love that. I love them. I love their matches. But I don't know where you go with them.
Yeah.
Aleister Black, like... Well, he's feuding with Priest, is he?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think Priest has got in his way once, and he was like, "Oh yeah, Priest wants that black mask." Yeah, I don't know what you do with him. put him with Dominic Mysterio, make a faction. I don't know.
Do you know what? With Rusev, you can make Rusev being maybe Dominic's bounce or whatever, but Rusev's better than that.
Yeah,
he is.
It's what it is. It's good that they're back, like, for me, because it's easier for me to watch them. That was my belly. I'm hungry. But the question, like, they've probably come back at a time that it's hardest to get out of the mid-card shuffle.
Yeah.
Like, because right now, more than ever, I think the main event is who are the main events. Like,
yeah.
There's a main event.
They're quite locked in.
Yeah. It's kind of, yeah, that's the problem.
Because even Panthers ended up on the main event at times on Raw.
It's that mid-card. I think WWE's mid-card has been, like, the most, like, maybe probably since maybe the Attitude Era, it's been the most group of, like, mid-cards who are so, like...
Solid
there, and it doesn't know how you could break out. That's why when someone breaks out, now we're actually like, yo, like Jey Uso.
Yeah.
Like, what? Sammy's still the top. Like, Sammy jumped out for a bit and then jumped back in.
what brand is it? Is it Raw?
Who?
Rusev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Alex I can almost see him and Sheamus keep fighting and then they tag. Can almost see that.
Then are we out here? This is the same
it's Sheamus Day.
This is what we're talking about.
Do you know what I mean? Like putting
them
together.
But
they used to be partners, didn't they?
Yeah.
Raw
does need it.
We were saying earlier that Raw didn't have enough decent.
If there was like another group and there was a third one in there, I can understand it.
Or them to do League and Legends part. Yeah. Not League
of Legends. What was it called?
National.
Wait, Barrett, get him off the announce
table. The European Dons, that's what they were.
Yeah.
The European Dons.
The European Dons.
They were, man. The not Americans.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
So did you actually, I think we just ADHD, neurospicy, that whole thing. Did you say about what you wanted to do with Dom?
I don't know if I said I think he should he needs to leave, but yeah. I think he needs to have a
talk. Sorry. Yeah. You know, my brain just went, I don't think I should.
Stop thinking about Dom, fucking wanking off to Dom all the time.
Just you wait when he gets a world title. Just you wait. I'm going to take my top off on the podcast. Okay. I can't wait.
Do you think, or let me rephrase this. How much more bloodline do we need? How many more bloodline members do we need?
Tango lower. There's so many lowers, man.
It's Tama.
Tama Tonga.
Tama Tonga Loa. And Tama.
Tama.
Tonga. Have I got that right? I think I've got that right.
I feel like I'm high.
Jay-Z. Oh, I forgot about Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z's the cousin, man. He's like bloodline cousin. Yeah. Bloodline adjacent, bro. Bloodline. When we're getting Jay-Z Mateo here, yeah, and we're like, brother, we know that's what's his name? Joe Cobb.
Joe Cobb,
yeah. We're like, brother, why are you going to do Jay-Z Mateo like that for? And you said when he came in the thing, you're calling him Joe Cobb. And now we've got to pretend that you didn't call him Joe Cobb. I don't get that. Listen, I think... They should have had a big zoom done. Here it is. Finish.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was what the Ulafala match was.
Yeah. But now we're still out here. I think that's what they called my
family tree.
Okay, boom, MFTs.
That's mad.
But listen, I'm liking the work that Solo's doing. But we don't need no more.
I like Solo's character.
Yeah, I like it. Did you see the t-shirt that he posed with the other day?
No.
It was like, one word, four letters, one word. Stop. And he's just posed with his United States champion. It's so funny.
But I feel like he had to have that character. He had to become that character. Because when Jacob turned up, he kind of outshined.
Yeah.
Because I think all three, him, Bron... and Jacob, were in this place where they became brooding. We ain't gonna fuck with this guy yet. To becoming like guys with like personality. And I think with Jacob, it's kind of, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, for instance, let's go with Solo first. Let's start with Solo. Solo, him showing a bit of personality has helped him exponentially. For me, like, same with Bron, it's helped him. But me personally, I think it was better when he was like a serious, like, we saw the mentalness in his head rather than the mentalness out loud. Like, it's more goofy rather than like. And then with Jacob, I think Jacob, the more interviews and stuff he's been doing, the less the mystery has come down. Like, he's less as scary because he's such a cool guy.
Yeah.
I think that's come to a hindrance. Maybe he needs to be doing less. Like, I want him to get his money up. Don't get it twisted. You've got seven kids. Fair enough, But, like...
Seven kids.
The more...
It's something about the bloodline, you know.
The more the interview,
They'll join soon.
The more he does interviews, the more I'm like... You're a cool guy, man. You're not a scary you. Like, you're not a scary guy.
Did you see
like
him on the clip of him on WWE Unreal with CM Punk?
No.
he's like, I love you, Jacob. He goes, I love you, Punk. Can we have a photo after this? He goes, yeah, of course. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I'm getting a selfie with CM Punk.
But I tell you what it is, for me, Solo reminds me of Batista.
Yeah, why though?
Because like, he was just like the side person with no personality and like was meant to be the next big thing.
Give me what I want.
But has not really, he's not become but like Batista.
Yeah, he's on
do you mean at the start he had Batista energy in the bloodline that's down in there, muscle. But I see what you mean. But then
Batista got the push. Even though he lost it. No, he didn't. He kept it. I'm talking about Randy Orton got the push originally and then lost it after.
And then lost it because of like mental health and like the pressure of it all. But I could see Jacob becoming champion before Solo.
Yeah.
What, world champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think without a doubt.
I don't know if they'll get there.
I don't know though,
if they'll get there.
Because also he's so good at Elevate. They're doing a really good job of elevating that United States.
I could see him being moved to Raw and having that championship.
Yeah, the Intercontinental Plus.
Yeah. Okay, right. The moment we've all been waiting for. Well, Danny has a breakdown.
He caught me off guard. It's been a long fringe, isn't it? Intercontinental Plus. Sorry. Yes.
Brock Lesnar. Stop it. At the end of the John Cena match versus Cody Rhodes at the SummerSlam 19, Cody Rhodes got passed over the torch, if you want to put it that way, by John Cena. Left John Cena in the ring to take the ovation from the audience. And then we heard... Apparently, it was John Cena that requested this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because they've got history and...
Yeah, because he obviously wants...
It was one of his last matches.
One of his last matches.
Can we just bring back Edge? I always want him to fight Edge, man. Yeah?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, man.
I've been trying to say this.
I don't want to see Brock Lesnar. I want to see Edge.
I want Edge.
Yeah.
Bring back Edge.
You think you know me?
That would have popped.
Tony, like... But listen, Edge finishes his contract in October.
Does he really? Well, you know, Chris Jericho finishes his contract in December.
I saw that and he liked a post, didn't he?
Yeah, and I'm thinking they're going to do a Y2K thing at the start of the year with Chris Jericho if he does come back. That would be awesome.
That'd be good.
But Edge, I didn't realise it was October.
Yeah, soonish.
So when does...
Maybe this is why he's back with Christian.
Yeah, one last round.
And Cena's December, right? He's finishing December. Okay, so we could get Edge.
You're telling, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want it, because he's fought everyone we want him to fight.
Apart from The Rock. With the third one?
No. I don't want to see John Cena fight Maui.
No.
I'm all right, thank you.
No, I'm not good. I want
if The Rock comes back, it's a Cody Rhodes heel turn. That's what I want. If I see The Rock again, I want it because.
Yeah, I'm with the idea of The Rock wrestling, I'm actually good with it. Like, I feel like I do like this idea of him coming in, just blowing shit up and being like, yeah, I've got a film, bye. I'm going to leave you to do this. Because it is final boss energy. Like, it's like when the CEO comes from, like, corporate, you're like, oh, shit, like.
Yeah, your boss talks
and in. And he just says some mad new directive, like, yeah, we're doing this now, bye. And everyone's like, well, what the fuck? Yeah. So I do like this idea of, like, Rock coming in and out. Yeah. I don't know if I need to see the match. I'm cool with it. It might end up being him, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I need to see Edge, man.
Yeah,
Edge is more than, like, because Brock...
So when are they doing... Is it Clash?
Clash in 2 weeks.
In Paris.
Paris.
I like his cowboy hat.
He always had... He already had a cowboy hat.
Yeah. I like that.
But, like, it's kind of like, my guy, like... What does this mean? What do you?
I think it's a one-off. I feel like he's only going to be here temporarily because I do think the response from the fans has been kind of like,
Yeah, they do.
I need more like information. Yeah. Is he cleared? Yeah. Is he no longer involved?
Are they going to mention it?
I need some sort of information. You're just bringing back on TV. You're not going to pretend that didn't happen
because he was just mentioned, wasn't he? Because I've read the
he was mentioned.
But it was very much more Vince's thing. Like, it was, from what I've read, it's like he's gone, Brock, there's this person. She will do any. Do you know what I mean? And it seems very like he's just gone. And just apparently he's not, there wasn't any, like, actual.
Yeah.
But, like...
It's the fact that he's...
Well, he's been sent some nudes, you know what I mean?
Well, it's the fact that he's involved in it.
Yeah.
But there's been no...
You haven't clarified anything.
No. Like, is anything. He cleared? Or are we meant to just ignore it? Are we meant to
I think we're going to get
a Stephanie McMahon podcast. That's what I think we're going to get.
With Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. That's going to bank.
He says, I'll take it, Dad.
So, what's your story? Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see him lasting. I think he's gonna have one match with John Cena.
If it's at
Paris, it's weird. It's not really a big.
Then who's he gonna face at?
It'll be Survivor Series.
No, but did you say they're just gonna fight in Paris, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think I don't know if they're gonna actually fight in Paris.
Who, Cena and Lesnar?
Yeah.
Oh, has it not been confirmed?
Not been confirmed.
Right.
So I don't know if it's actually.
Cena's gotta win though, right?
Yes. Well.
Yeah. He's got to.
Well, the question I have for you is, who, apart from Edge, if you think about the current roster at this moment in time, who should be John Cena's last match?
Last match? It has got to be Edge, but current roster... I feel you nodding into my ear.
It is who you think it is.
Is it Punk?
No.
No?
Have we seen it? It's who it is.
Are you flirting with me?
You know what he's looking at me? That's like,
even winked. He was looking at me going, you know what it is, just whispering in my ear. I'm very confused. You know what, let's go. Who?
You know who it is.
If you say Dominic Mysterio, I will punch you.
Here's Dominic Mysterio.
I told you, bro.
Hook, line, and sinker to get you to barge out that. I know exactly who you're talking about. For the moment you went, you know who it is, I'm like, what? Yeah, man, Dom Dom. Can you imagine Dom retires Cena? Oh, the joy.
Oh. Well, I feel
hits
like...
with a 619. Fuck
I feel like having someone do what Brock Lesnar did to The Undertaker, having a moment where you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But or Logan Paul.
Have they not done it though?
We're gonna do this.
That's
that Clash.
That's that Clash.
You know
what? All the listeners now have just gone. Fucking when we were saying Brock Lesnar, I bet they're all going, it's over. And then we said it now. They're like, you know, you finally remember a name that you haven't heard in years, and I go, you're satisfied.
The Fringe. The Fringe.
Sorry,
the Fringe.
The Fringe.
We might have.
We've got Fringe Brain. But it is Logan Paul. He's just got married. Congratulations.
Oh yeah, he did. He was looking fit.
Okay.
It's a long fridge.
Okay, so then Logan. So then I go back to my original schedule. Logan Paul to Paris.
Yeah.
Brought Lesnar Survivor Series.
Which is mad that he's come back. Yeah. John Cena's gone. Oh, I just got fucking beaten up by Brock Lesnar. Anyway, Logan. Do you want to fight? That's mad. It does look like he's just run away.
He's like, I want no problems with this man.
He's gone. Has he been cleared, mate? I'll fight Logan Paul. I'll fight Logan.
Can I put out an option?
Hey. Go on.
Roman Reigns.
Nah. Ooh. I don't really want it. I don't think I want that, personally. I mean, I always want to see Roman.
But does Roman win or lose?
I think Cena loses his last match.
Yeah, Cena loses his last match.
But Roman, there's got to be a torch.
I don't feel like Roman. No, I don't think Roman. No, because the torch bearing thing, they already did that, them two.
Yeah, but Cody Rhodes is a.
No, turd. But no, as in John Cena and like Roman Reigns did that.
But
it wasn't big dog Roman, was it? It was big dog Roman. It wasn't tribal chief
Roman.
Yeah, exactly.
Roman. Who I don't
okay,
want.
Okay, then I.
Tell you who I don't. I don't want to be LA Knight. I don't.
I'm so over it now.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Remember, like, Money the Mac times?
Yeah.
We were all in. All in. Of LA.
We were there.
One. He's another one.
We were there going, yeah.
He's another one. The window's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The window's gone.
Karrion Kross. Bring him back. He can retire Cena.
R-Truth.
Maybe R-Truth. Maybe R-Truth. I mean, they've done it, but...
But they ain't done it properly.
Yeah, they ain't done it properly.
Because R-Truth got mugged off. Maybe it's R-Truth. Fuck it. Or we do a gauntlet match and Cena's there and he's got super and he's just going through super, all of his moves. Batista comes out, he fucks him over. Like, mate.
Kane, Undertaker.
Yeah, it works.
Everyone he's ever beaten. Yeah. Everyone he's ever beaten for a world title comes down.
Big show. Like.
Knuckle Dust is big show. Oh, mate. I'd be up for a Cena Gauntlet match for his last one. And then Dominic comes out and beats him at the end.
So can I assume then we're not happy about the Brock Lesnar return?
No, because also it's just bizarre. Like, it happened and then it wasn't really referenced.
And why happened like now?
Then it wasn't really referenced, though.
Yeah.
It was Logan Paul.
Yeah.
It's just that
I don't know if it's because WWE is dealing with the fallout of it.
But you can't just pretend it didn't happen.
We're seeing him next Saturday, guaranteed.
He was meant to be advertised as being in Boston for recording and it didn't happen.
What if Logan Paul comes down and as he's walking down, Lesnar come and pummels Logan Paul, literally beats the shit out of him and goes, why are you fighting him? Why are you ducking me? And then we don't even get the Logan Paul Cena match, maybe. Maybe, but then also, is Brock Lesnar going to Paris? I can't picture that man eating a croissant. He's not going. He's like, nah, I'll wait for you to come back to America, mate.
He lives in Canada now, in a farm in like.
He'll wait for him to go to Toronto, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
And his daughter, who's doing very well.
Yeah.
She looks exactly like Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You don't even need to ask.
Who's that daddy? Who's that? That is Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Well, let us know your thoughts and feelings about things that have happened in the last few weeks, especially recently. It's been so great to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been so great to be back on the podcast.
I've been joined this week by the Fluffy Boys, the tag team champions of the podcast.
Hibs, get the table.
For a minute there, I thought you lot were going to kiss. Jesus.
Get it. You're not
sure. Right, no.
As always, I've been Sakisa, the head of the table. Edinburgh nominee.
Edinburgh Best Show shortlisted nominee, baby. Yeah. Finding out, we'll know by the time this goes out.
Yeah, we do. I won't win, but it's okay.
If she doesn't win, we're cutting this out.
Well, this has been another episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Please do like and subscribe. Please do like, tell your friends about it. And please do just carry on watching wrestling. Again, hope you're enjoying the vibes. Wrestle Club podcast.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!